Matthew Stuckey here with an advanced soul winning tip. And the advanced soul winning tip I have today is to stay dedicated until the very end. Now, I've had times where I was given the gospel and it seemed like nobody wanted to listen. And it almost makes you want to quit and it's getting monotonous and it's like, oh my goodness, you know, what am I doing out here? But honestly, if you stay dedicated until the end, oftentimes that will end up being one of your most exciting days soul winning. Now, anyone who's been soul winning for a long period of time has experienced that before. One time I just want to mention to you was when I was in Arizona and I was preaching the gospel, I believe in Tempe, Arizona, and I'd been going soul winning for 6 hours. Nobody saved. I was going door to door by myself soul winning for 6 hours. Nobody had gotten saved. And then I was just thinking, well, you know, I'm supposed to meet back up at the church to go soul winning with a few people from our church. And I said, well, you know, I got a little bit more time. I'm just going to keep going. In the last house, before I ended up rushing back to the church, the person ended up getting saved. Now, I've gone out there for about 6.5 hours, and it was like one of the most miserable days ever, but I was excited because of that one soul. You know, oftentimes, if you go hours and hours and hours and nobody gets saved, you really understand the value of one soul, and you really appreciate it even more deeply. Well, I went back to the church, and I met up with those people, and we went out for about an hour and a half that night, or an hour and 15 minutes, and I actually had three different conversations given the gospel, one right after another. It was just people walking on the street, and I ended up talking to one person, then two people, then three people, and all six of them ended up getting saved. I mean, all of them were 20-minute conversations, just one right after another. And I ended up having 7 people saved that day. And it seemed like it was going to be one of the most miserable days ever soul winning, but that was one of my greatest days I've ever had soul winning. It was one of the most exciting days as well. So I'd recommend staying dedicated until the very end, because if you do that, it could end up actually being one of the most exciting days. And you know, the devil might not want you out there, so he might be trying to get you to quit. And if you're able to last through that, then maybe there's someone really special that's going to end up getting saved, or someone who's going to end up coming to church, or maybe you're going to get a lot of people saved. But we need to make sure that we stay dedicated if we're going to see that happen and get to see that excitement.